This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me a little bit about being married and having this, and all of us that have families are always looking at, when you're entrepreneurially wired, it's really hard to ever put that aside. It's just one of those screaming callings that wakes you up in the morning before an alarm clock. Right? And I mean, you can't, even if you try to subdue it, it just causes more ideas to come out. Not all good, but still.
Yeah,
and
totally.
So how do you balance that with your family? I've got two kids, a wife, and everyone I talk to always is always looking for that answer. How do we chase hard to succeed for our future generations, but also find balance in life? What's been your secret to that so far?
Honestly, I think it's, well, just two things. Like, putting them first, but then being flexible on when that happens. Because it's like, and my wife knows this. Like, I will drop my business. I will let it burn before I would let my relationship with her dwindle. Like, she knows that. She is first. So there are important things to do with her, I'm there for it. She's fine with me staying up when she goes to bed and getting work done, or she's fine with me doing it throughout the day. So it's a crazier schedule. Most people are 8 to 5.
Right.
And then they're off the rest of the day. For me, it's like, since I'm my own boss, I can get the time off when those most important quality moments happen. So I make sure to have a date with my wife every night and make sure to have an hour or so with her every day. And then I can work again. So I think that's helped, because she doesn't feel neglected and she knows she's number one. And then she's fine with me working these other crazy hours. So I think it's just more flexibility then. Because, I mean, as you know, it's like, some weeks you're going to be working every day all night, and then other weeks you're going to have more time and you can. So I think it's just that flexibility.
That's great. And understanding you need a balance. And so
exactly.
And it can get out of whack if you don't.
Yeah, and it makes you more productive. I mean, that's one thing that I think we forget, is like, you're more productive when you do take breaks and when you have that support of your family and when you do exercise and eat healthy. So it's like, sometimes not working a few hours will make you more productive for the 10-12 hours you are working.
Yeah, that's a great point.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here. I'm here with my mentor, Aaron Walker. He's the president of View from the Top, and he helps men learn how to show up intentionally in all areas of their life. I often hear leaders struggling to identify what they really want, what's important to them, what they should focus on. What do you recommend?
You know, there's no blanket that just says everybody should want a certain thing. Robin and I have lived our life very intentional. We want to reach out and live proactively, and we decide on an annual basis the amount of money we want to make, what charities we want to give to, the people that we want to invest our time and energy in. I think most people don't take the time to live proactively. They're living reactively. And I just want to encourage you to flip your mindset and live the life that you were intended to live. And that's very proactively.
Aaron, you've developed a resource that can help us better identify what it is that we want. Can you share that resource with us?
If you go to whatdoiwant.net, there are a number of questions there that can help you uncover for you personally exactly how to live your life with the intentionality that I'm discussing here today.